From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase just announced that it'll open about 90 new branches by the end of the year. Opening new branches is news because banks have mostly been closing branches, hundreds of them, in fact. Branch closures hit a record high in 2018. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what might be behind J.P. Morgan's move.
The new Chase branches will open in cities where the bank doesn't really have a presence, like Minneapolis, Nashville, and Charlotte, where populations have grown and startups have moved in.
Jamie Dimon wants to be where the growth is.
That's banking analyst Nancy Bush. As consumers have moved to mobile banking, Chase has also shut down hundreds of branches over the past few years.
And I suspect they're looking at some of their markets in the Northeast and some of the slower growth markets and saying, we can give up a branch here to open one in Nashville.
A lot of Chase's recent closures have been in low-income neighborhoods, which has drawn scrutiny in recent months. Banking consultant Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates says Chase should keep that in mind as it chooses where exactly to open its new branches.
If I were running these banks, I'd be telling them, okay, this is your time to make sure that you have at least one branch in some of these underserved areas.
The bank says roughly a third of the new branches will be in low to middle income neighborhoods. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.